Welcome back, everybody. It's Dave, Schnett Attack, Schnett Dog, Schnett Face, and my buddy, Mad Dog Tim.
Yep, I'm here.
Mad Dog Tim's favorite video game is Mad Dog McGee.
It is.
Because he's like, that's me, I'm Mad Dog. And then he takes the light gun and he's like, boo, boo. That's the noises he makes when he plays Mad Dog McGee. And specifically Mad Dog McGee 2 for the Sega CD. That's how we got the nickname Mad Dog Tim. Boom. Capes and Scowls, Wily's Castle, Mad Dog Tim backstory, episode 0. Right now.
This is episode 0.
Mad Dog
zero.
Tim got his name.
The origin.
Mad Dog Tim from playing absurd amounts of Mad Dog McGee 2 for Sega CD with the wrong light gun. He was using the Super Scope for the Super Nintendo.
It was hard to make that work.
Yeah,
but I did.
Just all day, every day. And we said, that guy's a Mad Dog.
I was growling, barking at the screen.
True story.
Yep.
Wily's Castle, episode duh.
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 Duh?
Yep.
Duh.
Nice 80s reference. But yeah, this is episode 2, a new 52 reboot, so.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Why not?
We've never counted episodes before, just the sake of what, you know, when you go and post an episode, you just look at what the last
and
number
I put
was,
the number.
And you put the next number. So it's episode something.
It's a new day.
We're not professionals.
We're not, and that's why we're so relatable and
but
fun.
This is the Wii U Spectacular.
Spectacular.
I bought a Wii U when Smash Brothers came out.
Much like you said you would.
And now we're just going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So, I bought a Wii U, and it was cool for a little bit.
Good night, people. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Episode over.
For a little bit, okay.
No, I mean, it's cool, and it's alright. I mean, I don't really play it too much.
No?
I mean, Smash Brothers is easily the best game out for it, to me.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, what else do I get? Alright, I'll get Wind Waker. Okay, it's a game I've played and beat a million times, because it's one of the best games ever.
Right.
And yeah, I want to get in HD, and cool, but it's like, how much, you know, I'm not super excited when I, you know, to play HD Wind Waker.
Right.
You know, like, graphics don't mean a whole lot to me. I play a bunch of NES games and Commodore 64 games.
Right.
Like, I don't,
you've clearly gotten around that.
I love Intellivision. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with that. So, what I was really, I'll tell you, and one game I want to talk about first is, I was actually really excited to play Zombie U.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had heard a lot about it being very good and that it was probably the most underrated game for the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought it, and I played it, and I realized that it's not very good.
No, you didn't like it?
No.
Now, you haven't played multiplayer. I love the multiplayer of this.
I don't have friends, so
we'll have to play this.
Yeah.
For the multiplayer, one person controls the zombies, and one person controls the survivor.
That sounds cool.
And you're slowly trying, you place where the zombies pop up, and what type of zombie they are, and you're trying to ambush the guy. And the more he kills, the more upgrades you get to get better zombies to go attack him.
I would say that if you like slow, methodical, extremely difficult, unforgiving,
punishing
games,
brutal,
that Zombie U is perfect.
Yeah,
or
if you need
a
challenge.
Or if you have a super boner for zombies like most people do nowadays, then
it
works,
odd,
because
it
has zombies. Well, what it is people with these fucking raging boners for zombies.
I don't understand it.
And then it's like, you totally, like, don't look at what the content is. It's just, oh my god, I get to shoot zombies, okay.
Right.
And it's like, okay, Zombie U. And the game's actually very well done.
Okay.
I hate sneaking around because I'm super lazy. If
you want to go in guns blazing.
No, well, not even that. You have to do everything in this game to a T. There's no room for error.
Mm-hmm.
If you mess up at all, you are obliterated by zombies. What I did thought was very cool, that when your character dies, they just start you with a new character in different missions. Like, you're just doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my first character, I got trapped in a room with a couple zombies and they mauled my face off and I died. And then it was like, okay, now you're this character and you're doing this and it's completely unrelated to what you were doing. I thought that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, I'm like, well, wasn't I trying to do something important? Like,
well, I mean, you almost got it done. Let's see if this guy can survive.
And I'm just like, okay. But what really did it in for me is after like 3 or 4 hours of sneaking past zombies, which is the same reason I don't like Last of Us. Mm-hmm. And same thing I'll say with Last of Us. Last of Us is an amazingly well done game. I hate sneaking through stuff.
This all goes back to Metal Gear. Let's just call it right now. Sitting in the grass for 2 hours, yeah, popping up and dying.
Metal Gear and...
Yeah. You have to go back to our old 52 episode about Metal Gear. Yeah,
go back to old 52.
The old 52. Talk about Metal Gear.
I'm just so bad at that style of gameplay. Mm-hmm. And it's same thing with Splinter Cell. Mm-hmm. I can't play Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell's awesome, and I completely agree. You fuck up, you're beat.
I'm playing Zombie U. It's like I'm 4 hours in of constant gameplay. I'm running around and I'm sneaking around and I'm distracting zombies. And I'm like, all right, this is going well. I gotta get in the supermarket to get some food. I open the back door to the supermarket. I set off an alarm. And there's a guy who talks you through the entire game. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh no, run. So.
Good advice.
Oh, blimey, run now. So. I'm like, where the fuck do I run? He's like, get in the supermarket. So I'm like, all right. And I fucking can't because the one door's locked. They don't tell you where to go.
So you gotta get in, but you don't know where.
And I just, there's all of a sudden, I try to shut the door. So I'm like, okay, there's a million fucking zombies outside this fire door. Let me shut this fire door, just open, set this alarm off. I shut the door. 3 seconds later, 20 zombies burst the door down.
Mm.
And then I die. And then it's like, okay, now I have to start 4 hours back else somewheres with a different character.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, fuck. Like, I don't want to play this anymore. I haven't played it since.
So it's a good game. It's not for you.
It is actually rather good, and it is totally not for me. It's the only thing I can say negative about the game is there's two things that I really don't like about it. The characters were a little clunky.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for something where it takes, like, okay, if you're going to be so difficult and unforgiving, then why am I so clunky?
Mm.
Like, I should be able to move better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I have to run through hallways and stuff to avoid zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was annoying, and that's about it.
Is this their first greatest hit game for Wii U? I've seen it in stores for, like, $20.
I don't know. I don't know if they're doing, like... Because they were doing Player's Choice and stuff like that.
Well, call it whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't think they're labeling that stuff anymore.
It's just a $20 game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's... Some people are going to love it. Most people are probably going to hate it, but... I'll tell you, it's not a bad put together. There's some really cool concepts in it.
Mm-hmm.
That I kind of work and kind of don't. But there are some really cool things in it. I liked a lot.
All right.
And move on. When I bought my Wii U, I got the Super Mario 3D bundle, so I got Super Mario World, and it also came with Nintendo Land. And Nintendo Land for Wii U requires a what's it called? A Wiimote and nunchuck ones to start the game.
Hmm.
So that means I've never played it because I'm not pulling out my Wiimote.
Okay.
I don't play Wii. I it's like, what if I never owned a Wii?
Yeah.
I could go buy a fucking Wiimote for some party games? Nah, fuck that. I'm too lazy to go get batteries to play some shitty fucking party game.
You know? I guess we'll have to watch, like, YouTube clips of the party games.
Yeah, and review it. This is worth me playing it by myself.
Octopus Dance? I don't think it's worth getting it.
I'm good. If it's not Octodad, I don't want to play it.
I mean, there's a Luigi Ghost Mansion game.
Yeah, I'll just play Luigi's Mansion.
Legend of Zelda Battle Quest, Pikmin mm-hmm. Adventure, Metroid Blast. I mean, the idea is good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Play as your me on top of Samus's body.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's kind of transgendery. It's pretty out there for Nintendo.
Yeah,
nobody thought of that, did they?
Progressive.
Very progressive after being not so progressive Nintendo.
Yeah, especially with their online.
Yeah, exactly.
Would it be in the dark ages with your online technology?
The dark ages.
That's terrible.
We want to be transgender characters and gay characters. And they're like, no, off with their heads.
Yeah, Nintendo's weird about that stuff.
It's very weird. I don't think it's right. I think it's some bullshit. I think this game is bullshit, too, and we haven't even played it. I'm just saying.
You have never played it? I'm sure...
It's fine as Nintendo, a bundle pack.
I'm sure Nintendo Land's fun, but... it just is like, every time I turn it on, I forget. I'm like, let me try this out. And then it's like, plug in, attach, sync Wiimote. And I'm like, fuck this game.
Yeah.
Never played it.
I'm not a party game guy anyways. I'm not a Mario Party guy, none of that.
You know what? Mario Party's fun when you have 3 to 4 friends that you already kind of don't like. You know?
And you're drinking.
Yeah, you're drinking. And you can just scream at them. That's what I like most about this kind of games. And, you know, same thing with Smash Brothers. But, one of the games, I got the Super Mario 3D World bundle. And, it's Super Mario.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Again. Again and again.
How many editions in a row has it been exactly the same?
I don't know, but...
I mean, outside of 64?
The fact that...
Which is kind of still the same, but...
Yeah, the fact that you're a cat now does not hinder the fact that it's the same game as New Super Mario Brothers.
Wait, you're kidding. It doesn't? Hey, there's a bullet train.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, because it's Mario, but I just want something different.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably played like halfway through it before I was like... Hey, I've played this a million times.
Are the best games the different ones? Like your Luigi's Mansion and
your
64?
I liked New Moon, Luigi's Mansion New Moon for the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked the GameCube one a lot more.
Right.
But I just want something different. It's like, just give me a different, just change up a little bit.
Have you played the Toad game?
No, because the Toad game is a mini game in here.
Mm.
Like, in Super Mario World 3D, there's a mini game mm-hmm. where Toad's a treasure hunter.
Okay.
And there's no way I'm paying money for that. I don't care how good people think it is.
Okay.
But same with Hyrule Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking Dynasty Warriors.
Right.
If you love hitting... Let me put it this way. If one of your favorite things is dialing a phone...
Yeah.
In Zelda, you'll love Hyrule Warriors. About as fun as dialing a fucking phone. And I know it's funner than that. I've played old, you know, some of the Dynasty Warriors game. Gundam, you know, Warriors was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I get it. But same thing. You didn't pay $60 for a $30 title.
Right.
You know, it's like a game that was made a million times over. And they just put Zelda characters in. And, you know, they spruce this up. And there's a lot of fan content and stuff. But
I think
I love Zelda, but there's not enough for me to be like, I gotta buy those.
Right. I feel like that's why when I play games with my kids, they're like, how do you know to do these things? And I'm like, because I've played this before. It was called something else 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you know to check that wall or that brick or this or that? And I'm like, because I've lived through this.
Have you played this game?
I wanted to.
This is the NES Remix Pack. Mm-hmm. This originally came out as a deal, as a download on the network for 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And what NES Remix is they take a bunch of NES games,
mm-hmm.
Ones Nintendo owns, and they create new challenges, and you just play a bunch of mini levels, and it'll be like, okay, Mario Brothers, give 50 coins.
Okay.
Or it'll be like Kirby, defeat the tree in Whispering Woods, or it'll be like, knock down Soda Popinski and punch out. And, you know, it's just these little tiny challenges over and over and just different ones in different games. And it is absurdly fun, especially if you love the classics.
Right.
Now, you can't play any of the actual classic games. You can't be like, okay, I'm doing these dumb little challenges. I want to play Zelda. Well, you can't. The games aren't actually on you don't actually play them.
Mm-hmm.
You only do these challenges. And then there's all these different challenges for all these different games. And they rank you on how well you do, and you collect stars. You know, if you get 2 stars or 3 stars, you know, classic Nintendo
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then they do a remix category where they start messing with the games. Where it'll be
play
like...
Play as Luigi and do it all backwards.
Yeah.
Sounds actually very hard. Dexterity.
Yeah. So it'll be like, okay, you're Samus, but you're in Mario. Or you're Kirby, but you're not in a Kirby game.
Mm.
And that stuff's really cool. And for, I think it's $20 or $30.
Mm-hmm.
For $30, it's a good amount of time you spend. There's a ton of content, because it's NES Remix 1 and 2 put together for the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love old games and you have this affinity for Nintendo, go pick it up. You'll enjoy it if you have a Wii U.
Gotcha.
That's definitely fun.
Is it? How do you beat it? Is it just collect the most points? And
yeah, you just collect the points. It's just a bunch of mini games, but I mean, it's all theme based. There's some cool stuff. There's one that's like, it's Excitebike, and it's like, don't fall, but all the racers around you are invisible.
Mm.
And it's cool. There's some cool stuff in here. I definitely had fun with it. So definitely cool. Say pick it up.
Very cool.
before we talk about Smash Brothers for Wii U, I want to talk about my absolute favorite game for the Wii U.
Okay.
Shovel Knight.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Shovel Knight is a download game for the Wii U and the 3DS. You're a knight. You have a shovel.
Okay. I've heard fight of this.
For good.
Okay.
The game looks like an NES game.
Right.
It plays like an NES game. It is one of the most amazing games I've ever played.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal. It's challenging. It's rewarding. It's got great game mechanics. It's got amazing controls. You jump and you slash it with a shovel. It's funny. It's everything you want. If you love, like, Mega Man or Ninja Gaiden or any of those older platformers, you have to download Shovel Knight.
That's awesome.
Shovel Knight is one of the best games I've ever played.
Wow. Wow.
It's like, you know, I thought that no one was smarter than the guys who made Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10
right.
to reboot, like, basically take Mega Man 2 and make two new games.
Right.
Mega Man 2 being my favorite.
I agree.
In the Mega Man series.
I agree.
And I was like, nothing will ever top this. You know, this is it. And then it's like, oh, here's Shovel Knight, and it's amazing, and it's phenomenal, and I put it right up there.
Really?
But that's like, awesome. If you love that old NES kind of style, you gotta get Shovel Knight, because it runs so much smoother, because it's newer, just like Mega Man 9 Nintendo, but it's this classic style and this old NES game. Oh, it's amazing.
Awesome. And Shovel Knight.
It's very challenging, too, so. And it's rewarding. It's baller, yo.
Yo. Yo!
Hashtag YOLO swag.
What? Hashtags?
Alright, let's talk about Smash Bros.
Let's talk Smash. So
I bought the system.
For this.
For Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. Like, I waited, and I said, there's not enough games I want for the Wii U for me to buy a Wii U. I said many times on the Poopcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then Smash Bros. Came out.
Mm-hmm.
I love this game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a huge Smash Brothers fan. I didn't love Brawl. I did enjoy it a little bit, but I didn't really play it. And it was like, okay, I didn't play it on for N64, because we all know how I feel about N64. We don't have to talk about that right now.
No, we don't have to get into that.
Melee, I put an absurd amount of time into Melee. Brawl, I was a little disappointed when it first came out. I kind of abandoned it for a couple of years, and then I went back and really started playing with friends. But I didn't really play a lot on my own to, like, you know, get good.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like what they did to the characters I played as. And then they changed everything. And it was just so different from Melee. And I was like, okay. And then I wound up playing more Brawl. And then there was, like, a huge break where I didn't play any Smash Brothers until the Wii U one came out.
Okay.
I absolutely love the Wii U one. Definitely my favorite one. It's very balanced. A lot of the characters that were dominant or not dominant, you know, they really put the game together very well.
They leveled it.
They very leveled it. I mean, there's some characters that are absolute terrible, but they really leveled it out, and it's a really solid game.
Which characters are terrible? Because I wonder if you're going to say the only one I'm good with.
Some of the really bottom-tier characters are the Mii characters,
because
you can make your Mii a fighting character, specifically the Mii Swordsman. Dr. Mario. Mario's dropped in tier a lot. Wii Fit Trainer. Game & Watch. I'm trying to think of who else is bottom tier. Luigi's a lower tier now. I think that's about... Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Omar's
right. You didn't say the character I'm good at.
And I think Ness is considered a lower tier than he was.
Yeah, he was pretty OP, the other one.
He had some really strong attacks in the other one, but I've been using a lot of King DDD. That's my boy, man. I love King DDD.
So I've only played this with my son, and my son is really good at this game, because it's probably all he plays when he's locked in his room. So I can't beat him.
Like, nice.
Like, the torch has been passed. But, like, that's probably why I enjoy Mario Kart on the Wii U, because I can still whoop his ass in that, because it's the same fucking game again. But, like, for some reason, I can put up a fight. I just can't beat him. It's the damnedest thing. So I need to, on my days off, start, like, locking myself in his room
and,
like, Smash Brothers like crazy. But the one character that I think I do the best with is actually Pac-Man.
Pac-Man's pretty good.
He's so weird. It works for me. I suck with Mega Man. I wanted Mega Man so badly, and I'm awful with him.
I'm good with Mega Man. I wish he was a little faster. Mm-hmm. They slowed him down. They gave him good range, but
right.
He's got good Smash power.
I've always liked Kirby.
I didn't use Kirby in Melee very much. In Melee, I only use Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
And I was good with Dr. Mario. And then in Brawl, it wasn't a Dr. Mario, and then Mario had that stupid water gun down B attack, which was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they made him slower and less powerful. And then, same thing in the Wii U Smash Brothers. I don't use Mario or Dr. Mario at all now. I've completely left the character. And I use... I've gotten very fond of big characters. Heavy characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I use King Dedede probably the most. And then Bowser and... like, Ike sometimes. But mm-hmm. I don't like Ike very much in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I use Dedede most.
Have you done any of the amiibo?
So, when the amiibos first came out, I said I do not have room or the time. I can't start this.
Because it's a thing.
I'm not going to start this. So, also in the first run of amiibos, no DDD, mm-hmm. no Bowser, no Mega Man.
Right.
Those are my three fair characters, so I didn't care very much.
So it wasn't a priority.
It wasn't a priority. The second wave of amiibos just started.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy camped out, like, overnight at, like, a whatever Target to get Lucario.
Okay.
You know, like, and I was like, fine. Like, I'm almost 30.
Right.
I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm not, those days have passed.
Not camping up front of stores to get video games anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did pick up Bowser a couple days ago, because he just came out, but I haven't opened it, and I don't play a lot as Bowser, but he's like one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. And then I pre-ordered DDD and Mega Man. Now, I'm probably not going to open Mega Man, I'm probably just going to leave him on the shelf, but I will open DDD, and I think I'm going to, because that's like my main play mm-hmm. character. Me and my buddy started a Smash Brothers club. It's Monday nights. We get together every Monday night. We have that cardboard Smash Brothers championship belt.
Nice.
And then we draw tournament brackets.
Nice.
And we do a tournament to see who the weekly champ is.
That's awesome.
And we've only done it 1 week. We just started. And
brand new. Are you the champ?
No.
Okay.
I would be if I had kind of stuck with my... If I had continued to play. If I didn't take like 4 years off. Mm. My buddy Jeremy plays Fox.
Mm.
And his Fox is better than my DDD, where mm-hmm. his Fox wasn't better than my Mario in Melee. So, and now that Mario sucks real bad, and I can't really use him.
So fuck you, Jeremy.
Yeah, fuck you, Jeremy.
And, coming for you, brother. Yeah, so, Monday nights.
Yeah.
Monday.
So, but him and Fox are the current champions. So it kind of sucks real bad.
So you're down with the amiibo? You think it's a cool thing, cool addition?
I'll find out when I start actually using it.
I've played with amiibos. My son wanted them. He's like, I don't know if these are gonna be good. I just want to collect little figurines. Worst case scenario, I'm like, that's fine. So we got him damn near every single one for Christmas with the game, and they're kind of cool. Like they make it, even if they're powered up, like they make mistakes. Like I'm like, hey, your amiibo just ran off the fucking screen and is dead. Like they're not perfect, but you definitely see them get better the more you play them. I think it's a cool thing. I don't know how it appeals to older fans, but for children and young teenagers, like you're gonna like it.
Yeah,
you know. So
I thought about getting like trying to find a Fox amiibo so mm-hmm. I can get better against just playing Fox
mm-hmm.
and like, you know, try to play like my buddy Jeremy does, and
and
I was like, yo, fuck that, like this is so much work.
What you need to do is come over and play Smash Brothers with my son.
I will come over and beat your son in Smash Bros.
That's what we need. I need a ringer. I'm gonna put like the towel over your head. I'm gonna put my hands on your shoulders as we go in the room, like Gracie style.
We'll walk in. We'll walk in and I'll be like, what's this game? Did I do good?
that's cute. Okay.
Watch, I'm gonna come over here. Son's gonna whoop my ass.
He might, man. I mean, yeah. He's good. I have not beaten him. I'm not that good, but I mean, I'm not awful. Like, well, I know what I'm doing.
We'll play real quick, and you'll be able to see if I whoop your ass more than he does.
Yeah. All right, yeah. That's what we'll have to do.
You can gauge it from there.
That's what we'll do.
In exciting Wii U news, no cool games are coming out.
Yep, we did Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers is awesome. I guess it's over. No,
You think they'll do... Would they ever do a sequel to Smash Brothers on the same console? Do you think that'll ever happen?
I don't know.
Would there be any market for
it? Are they going to make another console?
I don't know. I'd assume they would at some point.
You just assume, but I mean, after the Wii U got older, the sales got terrible. It's not like Wii U sales are busting Nintendo's door down.
No, the DS is what's always been keeping them alive.
Ever since the end of GameCube. Well, I mean, the beginning of Wii U was ridiculous. The beginning of Wii. But Wii U's never sold well. It's never sold great.
They need more games. They need their regular Zelda game and their regular Metroid game. And
they say that stuff's coming out, but it's just like, when? And it's like, how much time do you waste?
Yeah.
Like
if they're not amazing when they finally do come out.
Yeah, look what happened to Skyward Sword. Everyone was so fucking jazzed about Skyward Sword. And then it got delayed, and then it comes out, and it's like, half the people I knew that were fucking balls deep in Skyward Sword were just like, eh.
Yeah.
And now, I finally have a real example of this. I call it Watchdog Syndrome.
Okay.
So, your game's getting Watchdog Syndrome. When Watchdogs was going to come and be a launch title for PS4 and Xbox One, I was tripping balls.
I remember.
That was fucking crazy. I was ready to fucking poop my pants over that. That game looked amazing.
We bought you diapers and everything.
Yeah, it was going to be a launch title. I was wearing diapers. Shit got nuts. And then, like, the game got delayed 6 to 8 months, and no one gave a fuck about it anymore. Like, no one cared. Like, 10 people cared.
Did you did buy it eventually, right?
Never played it.
Wow.
Never played it. Same thing with Drive Club.
Yeah.
Who played Drive Club? Who remembers that Drive Club's a game for the PS4?
Nobody. There's one guy, shaking his fist at the podcast.
The Crew. Who played The Crew? None of my friends were online playing The Crew. Ever. You know? That's what happens, man. Watchdog Syndrome.
Watchdog Syndrome. Don't even announce games until they're, halfway done.
You're not generating hype. You're generating disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, your game's gonna be delayed 10 years. You know? And I mean, you know, when the hype's at its highest, that's when you release the game. And it gets delayed, it kind of flattens everything. And I think companies are finally starting to see, like Ubisoft, they're not going to let that shit happen again. They put a lot of money into Watch Dogs, promoting it. It was going to be a big deal for them. And then it was kind of a flop, a big flop for them. So, but, I mean, the most exciting thing, I was so mad at Nintendo. So, they're doing... As of this podcast, they were doing, a classic game sale. And it's like, oh, Punch-Out. And I'm like, that's fine. I own all the Punch-Out. I don't have to buy Punch-Out 50% off. And then it was, Metroid Prime Trilogy. And I was like, okay, it's $10 fucking dollars.
That's
it's
really good.
$10.
Yeah.
Metroid Prime, if you haven't played Metroid Prime and Metroid Prime 2 for GameCube, you're fucking up. Those games are fucking awesome. You think, first person Metroid, that sounds terrible. No, it's amazing. They're extremely well done. They work very well on the GameCube. And then there was Metroid Prime 3 with the motion controls, which I didn't even want to touch. I didn't even play it. And then there's Metroid Other M, which I heard was a lot better. But still, at the same time, it's like, no, I don't want to fucking point. I want to play. So, the Wii U... Metroid Prime Trilogy, which also came out on the Wii. And I looked up in the controls, in the bottom of the controls, it's a Wiimote and a nunchuck. I said, fuck. If you had just made it so I could play it on the control. The gamepad. You could have just, if you just make it $20 and make the gamepad controls, and I would have been so happy to replay those games. With the gamepad, And it's just like, I would have paid money for games I already own just to play them on the Wii U for convenience. Mm-hmm. I have to pull my GameCube out and find a memory card and, you know, all that. And I know it's just like me being the laziest piece of shit I possibly can be.
But you've been upfront and honest about your laziness.
Yes.
All the time.
You know, I am crazy.
And you're not alone.
I'm crazy lazy.
Crazy lazy Dave. Lazy Dave.
There's a couple games I hope for the Wii U that turn out really good. And there's a couple games that I've just really been slacking on getting, like Wonderful 101 apparently is really good. And, mm-hmm. and I'm just a piece of shit, but...
Agreed.
I'll get some more Wii U games. We'll talk good about it.
Unless we don't.
Yeah, but... so, final thoughts on the Wii U are good. Smash Brothers, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Also, get NES Remix Pack and get Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight looks amazing.
Dude, it's definitely gonna awesome.
Definitely gonna get that.
It blew my mind, man.
Shovel Knight.
I beat it, and then I beat it on New Game Plus. Plus Plus.
Plus Plus. Plus, plus Super plus, plus, plus.
Super Plus.
Ultra Plus.
Ultra Plus Minus.
What?
Yeah. All right, everybody. Bye.